All right, representing Kansas is Thad Snyder. Thad Snyder representing Kansas. You go to that far chair. How you doing?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Thad. All right.
Well, I don't have like a robust slideshow, so you guys can just park it here because I really want to just focus on what just happened in 2022 in the primary in Kansas. Everyone probably knows Value Them Both was on the ballot. It was a constitutional amendment. In 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled that abortion was a right, and this amendment would have removed that right from the Constitution and allowed the legislature to pass laws to restrict abortion. So it was a huge deal. Election night, on August 2nd, we noticed that there were 42 down votes in the Edison data. Butler County, Kansas had a complete zero out of all of their vote totals. We had one district race that lost 200 votes. And then we got reports that paper ballots were being photocopied by the clerks on election day versus using the actual paper ballots that are required by law. And so I signed up to participate in the post-election audit for the 2022 primary, and I was shocked because what we were presented was photocopies of the digital images of the ballots versus the ballots themselves to audit. Well, Kansas statute 25-3009 says you have to use the paper ballots in a post-election audit. So I raised that issue with our Secretary of State, and their attorney said, well, no. We have this rule called KAR 7-47-1 that allows the digital images to be used in lieu of the paper ballot in a post-election audit. So the executive branch of our government did an end round on the legislature to change election laws. But that rule that they cited says at the very top does not apply to mail ballot or constitutional elections. So every post-election audit that was just conducted in Kansas was done illegally according to the Secretary of State's own rule, which I think is unconstitutional anyway because it treats different parts of the ballot differently. It's an equal protections violation of the Constitution, which would make KS 25-3009 the default. So because of that, a brave patriot that's here today started raising money to do a hand recount of the actual paper ballots for Value Them Both. And come to find out it was true. Yes, thank you. Thank you to everyone that donated and has spread that word and stuff like that, because that is going on right now. But what we're finding is that they did photocopy ballots the day of the election, which raises a bunch of issues because there's no chain of custody for those. And why else does it matter? Because what also happened in our primary is Cherokee County, Kansas had a vote flip when they put the thumb drive into the tabulator to retrieve the votes. Now, a third party runs their elections, so they programmed that thumb drive, and the only reason that it was caught was because of the hand recount of the paper ballots. So we all had reasonable suspicion about the outcome of the election because it was conducted illegally, and then our county, Johnson County, where I'm from, actually went ahead and just certified it despite all this. And I raised these issues to them in email. I went to the county commissioner meeting. I called them out for it, and I also asked them if I could change my vote tally that I recorded during the audit to zero because I said I was not presented with legal ballots and they never gave me that opportunity. I asked them a half a dozen times if I could change it and they wouldn't let me. And then they went ahead and certified it, which made me a party to fraud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Sorry, I know that was a lot.
No. Well,
I only have 5 minutes.
And you've got like a minute left. So let's see. Is there anything else on this? Where did we just lose our backdrop?
Kansas needs a fundraiser. Yes, we do need money still for the recount. We had somebody step up and offer to pay for most of it, but she was hoping to get paid back that money because they have such a short window in which we have to come up with the funds. It's 5 days after the election. So she went ahead and wrote the check. So if you can still help with that recount, that would be great. That's still going on in Sedgwick and Johnson County right now. So we're hoping to get those results. We're already finding some discrepancies, but like I said, we do know that there were some illegal votes included in all of that just based on the rules that our Secretary of State showed to me.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you, Thad. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.